Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:32. Now, what are the long-term mental health implications of growing up in an era defined by insecurity and rapid change? In an era, well, like this week, really. Brendan Birchall is Professor of the Social Sciences at the University of Cambridge and is part of a Cambridge Festival panel, How Does Insecurity Impact Wellbeing? Brendan is on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us. Now, Brendan, you're going to be looking at job security and employment issues, and I'm thinking that's something that people who are currently on furlough could really be facing within weeks now.
Absolutely. It really is at the front of lots of people's minds as if they've got work to go back to as the pandemic rises and what the future holds for them. Very worrying.
And are those worries there even when the Treasury is picking up the bill? Is there this sort of thought that, you know, trouble could be on the way even though I'm able to pay the mortgage right now?
There's no doubt that some of the furlough measures have been very successful in getting people through the short-term concerns, but as people realise, unemployment isn't going to just disappear as the virus disappears, and some people are going to have longer-term worries about their jobs, whether they'll ever get back to the same quality of jobs that they had before, and maybe they'll be always worrying into the future about their job, whether it's going to continue. And that is a big worry for people, even if you've got a job. Obviously, the people have suffered in our research, have suffered most in the pandemic, are people who've lost their jobs completely. But the people who are just always worrying that their job might not be there next month, it makes it very difficult to plan for the future. It's difficult to know how to plan your life, what sort of money you're going to have to spend when the pandemic lifts.
What sort of impact is this likely to have on someone? I'm thinking long term, really, not just in the midterm we're kind of talking about right now. I mean, my mind goes back to, you know, maybe the banking crisis of 10 years ago, where many people found themselves out of work then and they were worried. But, you know, they might have found something within a year, maybe shorter. But it's something which remains, which is still at the back of the mind, niggling away.
Certainly it does change people, and people have experienced that sort of insecurity probably for a long time into the future, are more concerned about it. Whereas other people, when they're thinking about what jobs to go to, they might think about the prospects. But that will be secondary to thinking about the pay, the enjoyment and other aspects of jobs. People who have suffered insecurity are always thinking about the security of their jobs into the future. Mm. That's not to say that there's been some talk in the past when we've had mass unemployment, say during the Thatcher years, for instance, about long-term scarring of a whole generation. I think that's exaggerated. People do get back to work, the vast majority of them do put that behind them, and there are long-term effects, but they're really quite minor.
Because there are professions, maybe not so much now, it used to be, but there are professions. I'm trying to think of something which still is secure, and the answer is possibly not much. But, you know, there would be people who would quite happily go into the same office every day for 20 or 30 years, and their job would be relatively safe. But there may be somebody, an actor perhaps, you know, and an actor is, you know, you're only as good as your last show, aren't you? And that's a profession, and there's many others where people are thinking, okay, I've got this until the end of September, but what's going to happen after that? I just wonder if there's some sort of adjustment that we can, you know, make within our own psyche, if you like.
Certainly, it seems to affect different people in different ways. Some people are quite happy to tolerate the risk that next month they might not get any money. The other big thing that makes a difference is your situation in life. If your household is dependent on the money you're earning to pay the bills, to feed the children, those sorts of things, then it's, for most people, it would be very difficult. But there are other people, maybe people who are semi-retired or they've got other household income, and they're much better able to tolerate the fact that they're on, say, a gig economy or zero-hour contract job, and they're income might fluctuate massively from month to month. So certainly tends to be people mid-career with mortgages and dependents that are the worst affected, find it most difficult to live with insecurity.
Now, I know you're picking up on this topic at the Cambridge Festival at Saturday the 3rd of April. We'll give the details in a moment or two, because obviously it's going to be a bit of an online session going on. But I'm wondering if something like the pandemic within your everyday role, the sort of the challenges that people are facing, it must give you something, I don't know, something new to study almost, to go people well, going off and doing things in a direction which you would have never thought about before.
Absolutely. And as it happened before the pandemic, the thing I was particularly interested in is people working shorter hours, not going for the full 38 or 40 hour week, it's all the discussions around a 4-day week. And all our evidence was showing that as people reduced their hours, their mental health stayed just fine. And it didn't matter whether they're working 5 days a week or just 1 day a week, they still got all the benefits of work. But unlike people who are unemployed, completely without work, where the mental health was much worse. And we've been seeing whether this continued to happen in the pandemic. And certainly for men, for women, our latest results are more complex. But perhaps in the same way as we've seen people working from home is a new thing, and I think that's definitely going to stay with us in the long term. Possibly people thinking that at certain stages in their life, when maybe they haven't got so much financial stress upon themselves, the idea of reducing down to shorter hours, that particularly for men has been very rare in the past, might be a much bigger thing in the future. And I think that could lead to a much better quality of life for lots of people, more time to spend with the family, to share caring responsibilities more equally between men and women, and perhaps better for the environment too, as we're not continually trying to earn more and spend more with all the impact we know that has on the climate.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. I saw a story the other day and it was saying that traffic at Heathrow was at its lowest since 1966. Which happens to be the year I was born in. And I thought to myself, well, actually, you know, you could almost paint that as a good news story. I really appreciate that there are people whose income and livelihoods are affected by all of that. But in terms of the impact of the environment, if we are able to even meet things halfway, then that can only be a good thing.
That I think that's an excellent example of a way in which the way we were living before the pandemic clearly wasn't sustainable in terms of the environment. And everybody was thinking, but, you know, it's going to be impossible to change. And clearly it hasn't been impossible to change. You know, I've been far from ideal the way things have happened. But it does make us realise there are possibilities for different types of lifestyle that we're going to have to adopt for our long-term future. And some of those scenarios could be really quite positive, depending on how we as a society react to them. Clearly we need to protect the people with the lowest incomes. They're the people who are much more vulnerable to reduced working time. But there are ways of managing that if we've got the imagination, and if we think, you know, what sort of society do we really want as we care for ourselves and care for the planet.
It certainly does sound a really good session at the Cambridge Festival. It is called How Does Insecurity Impact Wellbeing, taking place Saturday 3rd of April from 1 till 2. It's via YouTube, but the important thing is you do still need to register for that, and then you get sent the link and you can hear from the professor and from the other panellists as well. Brendan Birchall, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
That's Brendan Birchall. He is Professor of the Social Sciences at the University of Cambridge.